Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Hello and welcome to Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed, reporting from the 71st Venice International Film Festival. I'm joined by Alessandra Sfasciale, and she's the correspondent for the African and Arabian films, and she's responsible for those, selecting those, if you like, pre-selecting those to represent at the Venice International Film Festival. She also has another role in Final Cut, which is an industry section here. I'm sure she's going to tell us all about it. Welcome, Alessandra, very nice that you're here.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Tell us, first of all, your role in Venice. You pre-select some of the films to present to the committee here so that they can then select their final choices for showing at the Venice Film Festival.
Yeah, I pre-select. I make the research also because I've been working for 25 years on African and Arabic cinema, so I know pretty well. So some films, you know, Venice is a very important film festival, so some films come by their own, but there are also some films, you know, maybe first work that we have to know, and cinematography from the country, and maybe to follow. You have to be very, very, you have to work very quickly because, you know, there is also a competition between festivals. So,
So you're a very important person, actually.
Yeah.
What kind of films have you programmed for this year, for example? Example that is actually in the program.
Yeah, this year there is no, I mean, films from Africa, unfortunately. But you know, it's not our fault.
No,
I mean, there is not a lot of films now coming from Africa, and so Venice has a big competition, and the competition also international competition is very high, and. Unfortunately, we have no films from Africa, except, of course, for the industry section of Final Cut in Venice. But we have a first work in Orizzonti from Jordan. The film will be screened in the afternoon, and the title is Tib.
Yeah, so I'm actually going to be meeting the director and one of the actors from the film.
Yeah,
so very excited about that, because it's good to talk about the variety of films here at the festival. So, and of course, you mentioned Final Cut, which is an industry event which brings it brings projects through that you're developing. Is that right?
Yeah, it's an industry section. So we select films in post production coming from Africa, coming from four countries. Countries from the Middle East: Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, and Palestine. And so post-production films, then we bring the working copy of this film to the festival. We show the copies.
These are like rough cuts.
Yes, can be a rough cut, can be also an assemblage.
Just a few rushes, a few scenes.
Yeah, but we have to see the film. Yeah, we have to see the film for the selection, because we did a selection in July, and we receive 46 work in progress copies of films from Africa and from these four countries, and then we select six projects, and we have screened this project in Sala Pasinetti in Venice. The audience was only industry audience, and of course it's a very important for this project, because they have the opportunity in Venice to be known and to find maybe some co-producer or some distributors or some festival directors. But it's not only that, there are also many prizes. There are 10 awards, 2 in kind or in cash, to complete the film.
Fantastic.
So the first aim of the Final Cut in Venice is to help films, to give assistance to films, to have a post-production, and a good post-production. Very high quality post-production.
What kind of prizes are there? Are they 10,000 euros?
For instance, I mean, the cash prize are, for instance, the prize prize from Sense French is a cash prize to be spent for post-production, of course, and it's a 10,000. Then this year, because it's the second edition of Final Cut, this year we have three awards from Italy. That's very important because the other awards are from French. And the three awards from Italy are from RAI, and this is cash awards, 10,000 for broadcasting the film. And I'm very happy about this prize because it's the first time that RAI give this kind of prize to distribute an African non-Arab films.
Which is fantastic. We should say that for people that don't know, RAI is a huge mainstream channel here in Italy. So it's actually giving a platform to these films as well before they've been finished, which is incredible.
The other prize in Italy is a laser film. They give it is a in-kind prize. It is a color correction, and the other one is Sup-T prize, and they give a master DCP and subtitles. So all these Italian prize went to just one film. The film is The Council by Yahya Al-Abdallah. That is a very talented filmmaker from Jordan with Palestinian origin. And he made a very good film 2 years ago. The last Friday was in Berlin. Mm-hmm. And this film is a documentary. So it's very important that we are going to have in our television in Italy a documentary for Palestine, I think. It doesn't happen so often.
It doesn't happen so often. And it just goes to show that these industry events, and I should say that Fred Film Radio are covering a lot of the industry events, a lot of the film market. We're bringing lots of interviews from there. From people like yourself who are immersed in the industry and also there to help bring a kind of notice or networking or also to provide prizes or platforms for these films, because at the end of the day they're made to be seen, and so it's down to people like your good self to that helps facilitate them. So it's a fantastic way of being at the festival as well. Alessandra Speciale, thank you so much for joining us. Alessandra is the correspondent who looks after the African and Arabic film content here at the Venice Film Festival, and also works for Final Cut, which helps filmmakers bring their finished films to the big screen. I'd like to thank you very much for joining us on Fred Film Radio. I'm Amani Mohammed, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.